It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out and welcome back to the podcast our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. What a great company. So if you're looking to transform your home or your business before Christmas with fresh new flooring, then what is the time to do?
Let's get the man to do it who actually has a voice for ads, and that wouldn't be you, that would be me.
Okay, come on, let's see. This is Jeremy. Jeremy's voiceover artist. Come on, go.
You put me under pressure now. No, all joking aside, they are a brilliant company, and right now they're pre-Christmas
sale. Didn't even name the company yet.
Because you've already named it.
I didn't actually.
There's no need for repetition.
I went to, then it's time to talk to who?
Did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. They are friends who sponsored this podcast. And right now, their pre-Christmas sale is on. Enjoy big in-store discounts, but you'll need to be quick. Get in this week for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery and installation. So you know the way, which I think it's brilliant, that if you still order carpet and flooring now, you can get it by Christmas.
Yeah, which would be brilliant.
Because if I was to go into...
Anywhere else.
And
no,
say,
not a chance.
And say, can I have carpet?
Ah, you can have it in February.
Yeah,
no,
I
want it for Christmas.
I want it for Christmas.
Absolutely.
I want the carpet for Christmas.
Now, with over 50 years of experience, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture have built a reputation you can walk on.
I see.
You get that? From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part is... Come on, Jeremy, the best part is...
They sponsor this podcast?
No. This is your voiceover. Go on.
Okay, the best part is you can actually visit them in store.
No, that's not the best part. No,
that's a good part.
It is a good part, but that's not the best part.
But I'll come to the best part after the good part.
You said a moment ago you're a brilliant voiceover artist. You can't even read a script.
So you can visit them in store in Artane in Dublin 5 or in Rush in County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. You all know the Strand Bar in Rush. You will find Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture right beside the Strand Bar in Rush, County Dublin, or Artane Dublin 5.
And the best part is...
I know what the best part is. They offer free measure and sample service because, and trust me, you need to get these guys to do it because I tried to do it myself a couple of years ago and it said my hall was like 2 centimeters wide. Now, obviously, my hall is a lot wider than that. Your man arrived with a little fabric carpet.
Anyway, give them a shout. We're very grateful to them for sponsoring the Opinions Matter podcast. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. As Jeremy said, they're in Artane and they're in Rush in County Dublin. You can call them on 01-847-3320. That's 01-847-3320. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? How are you, lads? Says Peter. You both know me. Adrian, you've been in my taxi before. Have I indeed, Peter? Okay. Do you want to know what happened to me on Saturday? I was pulled up at the rank, and as you can see in the pic I sent you, I have a Made in Ireland sticker on my bumper. It's been there for months, never a problem. I want customers to know that I'm an Irish driver. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Anyway, this foreign driver starts mouthing out at me, saying he's reporting me to the NTA, that's the National Transport Authority, to take it off. Why can I not advertise the fact that I'm Irish? Is it gone that bad? Anyway, F him, it's not coming down. Let's see what the NTA have to say about this. You should talk about this and highlight what's going on. And that is from a guy called Peter. So Peter's issue is he's got a sticker on the bumper of his car and it says Made in Ireland. Now, we've seen the sticker. He sent a photograph into us.
So it's a way of letting customers know that it's an Irish driver. By the way, everybody's getting really upset about this and we'll come to you in a second. This is nothing new. The NTA banned this back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So this ban has been in place since 2013.
And there was a period of time as well that taxi drivers, Irish taxi drivers, were putting green lights on the roof of their cars, if you remember that.
An Irish driver.
And that was all banned. That was all made illegal by the carriage office at the time. The Minister for Transport, Leo Varadkar, said these signs of Irishness were absolutely racist at the time. This isn't a new issue, is what I'm trying to say.
But obviously there are certain drivers that are breaking. I won't give my opinion just yet. I want to hear what the majority is saying. But I have a very strong opinion on it that would probably annoy people.
Okay, our number is 085-825-2626. We want to know how you feel about this. Should taxi drivers be allowed to display the fact that they are Irish? Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are we
going? Good, thanks, Jonathan. So this taxi driver has a sticker on the bumper of his car saying made in Ireland. He's been threatened with being reported to the NTA by another driver. What's your view on this?
Well, first of all, I didn't know it was against the rules to put them kind of stickers in the car. I wasn't aware of that judgment.
And this dates back years ago.
I don't see a problem.
You don't see a problem?
No, well, if you buy an Ireland jumper and it says made in Ireland on it, if you buy a product in a shop and it says made in Ireland on it, like, what's the problem?
Because I think where this started, Jonathan, was, as you know, 30 years ago, if you got into a taxi in Dublin, it was probably a dub that was driving the car. Now when you get into a taxi in Dublin, it's like getting into a taxi in New York. You could have any.
It's probably not a dub driving the taxi.
You have all sorts of nationalities. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. And a lot of people maybe do not want to use a taxi that's being driven by a foreigner, which, by the way, is a disgrace.
Hold on a second, it's a disgrace. I've been in taxis now with foreigners and I've been held against my will and two of them.
Held against your will? How?
Yeah, locked the door to me and wouldn't open the door in case I jumped out of the taxi as soon as I sat into it. I said, I don't feel safe, open the door. He wouldn't open the door till he drove me to where I was going. And I kept saying to him, stop and let me out, I don't want to be in the taxi. Twice that's happened to me with African drivers. And another lad then drove me all over Dublin one night for 45 minutes in a 15-minute drive. He just wouldn't turn on the sat-nav on the dashboard.
Jonathan, I've been ripped off by so many. That's not just... And by the way...
I've been held against your will, Jeremy, twice.
I know, but stop saying African, by the way. Africa's a continent. Like, what country were they from?
Nigerian, somehow to say. Okay, I don't know which part. From Africa.
Yeah, but that's like saying they're European.
I've been held against my will by an Irish driver. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that is awful that it's happened. And I do get that some people... the reason a taxi driver, I assume, would put that sticker on their car is to let customers know...
That he's Irish.
That you're Irish.
Oh, I'm assuming that's why you did it. Yeah, I'm not disputing that way you done it. Like, I know, I'm going to assume that's why you done it. You put it on to let people know he was Irish. But again, like I said, I didn't know it was a rule that you couldn't do that, but I don't see a problem with it.
You don't see a problem with it.
No.
You see no issue at all. As I said, back 10, 12 years ago, there was a time that taxi drivers were putting Irish flag stickers on their windows and on their signs on the roof and everything else, and they were told to stop doing that. They were also told to stop having green lights on their car to indicate that they were Irish. So this is nothing new.
It's an old argument.
Okay, but this guy is literally playing this argument all over again, this taxi driver.
He seems to be all right. He's trying to chat to his hand again. I'm wondering what the reason behind it is. But like I said, I don't know, lad. I just don't see anything wrong with it. You know, myself personally, I think it's up to yourself. Look, I would walk past, I would walk down the queue with a taxi rank if I wanted to. It's my choice which taxi I get into.
No, I know
it's
it
that
is.
Simple.
I know it
all
is.
It's a customer-based service. I'm the customer. I get into whatever taxi I want to. So whether the sign's on the taxi or not, people just walk down the rank. That's entirely up to them.
Okay, and would you, if the first driver on the rank was, to quote you, an African driver, would you pass on and then go to an Irish driver?
I haven't been to a taxi in years, in all fairness, Jeremy. You know, I drive everywhere now. But like I said, I've had a couple of bad experiences with African drivers, you know. So I personally prefer a lad that knows what he's doing, knows where he's going. If that lad's a white lad, and I assume,
that's ridiculous. Yeah, but I've had a couple of bad dating experience with brunettes. That doesn't mean I would never date a brunette again.
I've never held against the will, Jeremy.
But were you held against?
When you repeatedly told them to stop that car and let you out of that car.
This exact same thing coincidentally happened on two occasions.
Yep. twice. I got into one lad one night, said he locked the car door. Another lad I got into, he had something like the 5:50 on the clock as soon as I sat into the car. I'd already told him where I was going. He took off. I noticed what was on the thing. I said, I'm not paying you that. I said, that's ridiculous. I think it was 3:80 at the time. He had up to 5:50. Yes, yes, you pay. I was like, I'm not paying you that. Stop this car and let me out. I'm not paying you that.
Okay, so in answer to the question, do you believe, and this is similar to the argument about flying flags on lampposts, do you believe that a taxi driver should be allowed to stick a sticker on his car saying made in Ireland, which is basically saying he's an Irish driver? Do you think that's okay?
I do. But again, like I said, our whole everything in this country, if you, anything that's, that says you're proud to be Irish is frowned upon. It's looked down upon. You're a horrible person for being proud of where you're from.
Like, okay, but you have to accept that the motivation behind this guy sticking this sticker on the bumper of his car is to specifically let punters know I'm an Irish driver and the other fella behind me probably isn't.
I'm going to assume that's what you're doing, yeah.
And you think that's okay?
Well, of course I do. But I don't see anything wrong with telling people where you're from. No problem.
If you still can't see
the push now, this anti-Irish thing that's coming across the board all over the place, no matter what you do or what you say, it's ridiculous.
Okay, somebody messaged in a while ago to say, what is the difference between a steak saying made in Ireland and another steak saying made in the UK or France or whatever?
What's the difference? You get the choice as a consumer, you get to choose where you want to beat the steak from. That's all I'm saying is, as a consumer, you get to choose.
All right, stay with me for a second, Jonathan, if you can, please.
You have to go.
All right. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. If you would like to give us your tuppence worth on this, we're asking whether or not you think it's okay for a taxi driver or taxi drivers to display a sign on or sticker on their taxi saying made in Ireland. The implication being, I'm an Irish driver, you're safe with me, basically.
Okay, well then let's cut to the chase and stop skirting around this issue. Then should taxis be able to say, forget about made in Ireland or wording it differently, should a taxi be able to display this taxi has been driven by an Irish driver? Because that's what it is. It's just a roundabout way of saying it.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Well, do you know people that wouldn't get into a taxi if it had been driven by...
I have known people not to get into a taxi, yeah.
Men or women?
Women, mostly.
They won't use a taxi been driven by a foreign national?
I know of several.
I mean, lads, you look at the and don't get me wrong, taxi passengers have been assaulted by foreign drivers as well. But you look at the biggest story last year about that rapist taxi driver. 50-year-old taxi driver who targeted vulnerable women on their way home at night has been sentenced to 17 years for raping two young women on separate nights in 2022. This man's name, by the way, remember the story? Raymond Shorten from Clondalkin. He was a taxi driver. He had a... And the reason I'm saying that is because there's a message coming up from a guy saying, I think most women would feel safer with an Irish taxi driver. This fella, Raymond Shorten, yeah, is as Irish as can be. So had he had that sticker on his car saying this has been driven by an Irish driver, would the women have been any safer with him?
No, absolutely not.
Clearly bloody not.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me bring in Sean.
Just looking at his topic there this morning, lads. Fucking outrageous from the NTA. To stop a man putting his own tricolours on his car. It's a fucking joke. As I said, it was a Palestine sticker, which loads of taxis have gone around. Don't be taken off. So I'd like to ask the NTA, are they going to do the same thing to anyone that has a Palestine or any other country flag on the car to take it off? Because I can tell you something, when we be Czech Republic next March, my van's getting wrapped in Ireland green, white and orange, and they can say fuck all. Listen, it's a joke even what NTA are allowed Uber to do in this country. It's a joke.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Sean, I played your message there a moment ago, and basically you're arguing that this guy should be allowed to put a sticker on his car saying made in Ireland.
Yes, I can't see why not.
Because it's against the rules is basically the answer to that.
It's against the rules by the NTA, but listen, just as I said, for the last 3 years since the war, in Palestine, Ukraine. There's people going around with Palestine flags all on the back of their taxi, and nothing has ever come out from the NTA to take them down because, oh, we're fighting genocide and all. It's all bollocks. It's all against torn against Irish again.
I haven't seen one taxi. No, I haven't been looking out, but I haven't seen one
well,
taxi.
Well, you haven't been looking out. I'm on the road every day, Jeremy, driving behind taxis. I walk on the road as a taxi man and I see them. They're everywhere. There's Palestinian stickers on the back of every car. And I've nothing against that either. But we should be able to put a sign out there.
Okay,
what's going to happen next week now? No, I don't see a difference, no. And as I said, if a customer wants to get up to a car and sees an Irish flag and feels unsafe, well, then move to the next car. There's no big deal. Like, you have to understand, like, as I said to you in my voice now, this topic that he's being brought up is ridiculous. Like, we should be talking about the Uber fixed prices that they're trying to bring in to screw the taxi drivers in Ireland, not about what the NTA have to say about a little sticker.
Well, no, this is nothing new. This rule has been in place since 2013, okay? So,
it's been in place since 2013, but for the last four years, there's been Palestine flags on cars, and there hasn't been nothing said from the NTA.
I haven't
one
seen...
One fella rings up about the NTA, rings the NTA about an Irish flag, and it's getting plastered on you as a show.
I haven't seen taxis draped with Palestinian flags.
When's the last time you were in a taxi?
I've seen one a couple of weeks
ago. But also, I have never heard of anybody complaining about a Palestinian flag being...
So why are they complaining about our own flag? And as I said, with the World Cup coming up, if Ireland get to a final of a World Cup, you're going to have houses, you're going to have cars all painted in green, white and orange. And what's going to be the difference? Oh, because we're in the World Cup, we're allowed to put the flag up. But if we're not in the World Cup, oh, you can't be putting your flag up because that's racism.
Well, no, you won't be able to, is the fact, because the NTA rules say that you cannot have a flag of any sort.
So, well, listen, if that's the way the NTA goes, they should stop every advertisement on the car except for Freenail, Bolt or Uber, because there's signs going around for any other things like Jenny's Law. There's other signs put on cars and there's nothing about it said, but because it's an Irish flag put on a car, there's uproar. Oh, the Irish statues are being
raised. Okay, what is the motivation, Sean, for a taxi driver having a sticker on his car with the Irish flag
and
the words "Made in Ireland"? What's the motivation? Why is he doing that?
What was made in Ireland? The car?
But the car probably wasn't. In fact, the car definitely wasn't.
So what was made in Ireland? Like, it's not as if years ago when they had her up saying Irish taxi drivers, then you can say, oh, well, that's being bad against the races. But was made in Ireland, as you said, what was made in Ireland? What is wrong with having that sticker up there?
Because the implication is the taxi driver himself is the one that was made in Ireland.
The implication to who? Like, who is this taxi driver that actually went over his way to ring the NTA? He must have no life to go over your way and ring the NTA and say, I'm at the scene of a taxi car on a rank with an Irish flag. It's a fucking arsehole.
Believe it or not, it wasn't a punter. It was actually another taxi driver.
But what was he? Was he Irish?
No, he was a foreign guy.
Exactly. I cannot see an Irish fella ringing up the NTA saying, oh, and why does that foreigner feel the need to ring the NTA to say that about a fucking an Irish flag?
Okay, I'm playing devil's advocate here, and I would say the reason is that, and I'm putting words in his mouth, I don't know this for a fact, but the reason is that he probably feels that more people are going to use the taxi if it has the sticker on it.
Well,
saying,
Adrian, I'm not being bad. If you go out there at night time, and like, these are all about women's rights now. If you go out, a lot of women now, I heard you saying on the podcast, I didn't know that happened, a lot of women won't go into a foreigner's car either because they don't feel safe. So it's not a good sign for Irish drivers to put a sign on their sign, put a sign in their car. How get Irish girls know, oh, he's an Irish man, I'm going
to
take it.
Okay, two questions here. Okay, we have a big listenership to this podcast. Let me talk to one woman who won't get into it, because you're saying these women exist.
Put it out there. I can guarantee you there's a lot of young girls out there that don't feel safe getting into foreigners' cars.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay,
so
Sean,
put it out there.
Jesus, let me put it. Okay, stay here for a second, John. I want to put it out there. It doesn't have to be a young one. It could be a woman of any age, okay? Because what we're talking about here is racial profiling. That's what it is, racial profiling. It happened in England to the Irish people who went over in the 60s, 70s and 80s. They were racially profiled. When they were walking down the street and the bobbies could hear them speak and they were pulled aside. Are you a member? So we, as Irish people, were subject to racial profiling for years and years and years. And now we're okaying it. So if you are, according to Sean, there are loads and loads and loads and loads of women out there. And I'm not doubting that, if that is the case. But where are these women? And
okay, so if you are somebody who will not get into a taxi driven by a foreign guy, we'd like to hear from you. We want to find out why that is. Why will you not get into a car, a taxi that is, being driven by a foreign guy?
Because it is racial profiling.
I mean,
well, hey, hold on, lads. I'd like to know, this weekend, Uber, over 1,200 taxi drivers went on a go slow march into town about their fixed fares, right? So over the weekend that we're at the having, that taxi man has nothing better to be doing than getting onto the NTA about a little sign. Instead of getting onto the NTA about what they're letting Uber come into this country and do, undercut the taxi drivers. As I said, I can get a fare from Ringsend into town, 35 quid, normally on a meter. A meter will show 35, but yet Uber are turning around saying, oh no, the customer's only paying 17. But Uber will charge the customer 35 and only give the driver 17. So there's bigger problems than a fucking sticker on your car that he should be moaning about.
And that's as maybe, and maybe he does have an issue with the whole Uber thing as well. I don't know, this taxi driver from Adam. However, he did have an issue.
Well, I'd love if he's going to try to get that taxi driver on the phone. I'd love to.
Well,
I'd love to ask him a few questions.
I don't know.
There's something more behind that for him to just ring in about a fucking sticker on a car.
We don't know the taxi driver that threatened. He did. We don't know if he actually did make the complaint, but threatened to make a complaint to the NTA. We don't know who.
Well, he obviously sent in a text to use our show.
No. It was the taxi driver that has the sticker on his car that sent the message into us.
Yes, it's a joke. And even what the NTA is allowing, it's absolute joke. It is. So, I can't see what the big deal is having a green, an Irish flag on your car, a fucking South African flag on your car. Who gives a bollocks?
Because if you have, supposing the taxi driver is Jamaican, for argument's sake, or wherever he's from, and he has that flag there, he is less likely, according to what Sean is saying there, to pick up a fare than someone who has the Irish flag. Because according to...
Listen, Adrian and Jeremy, everything now through taxis is all booked through an app. And you book a taxi on an app, again, they have to get to your hall door before you can see that car. So don't give me that they're losing out on business. They're not losing out on business.
I'm not saying that.
Mind you, Sean, you will on the app see the driver. You will see his or her name on the app. You can cancel it as well if you choose to.
Living in this country. Yeah, and if you cancel it now, what happens? You get charged €3 for cancelling it. The customer, you can't just cancel and book a taxi and cancel it because you get charged €3 every time you cancel it. And that €3 doesn't go to the driver, it goes to the big companies. So it's not like if he's losing out on money here. If he's losing out on money because of what Uber are doing.
Okay, so you believe that a taxi driver should be well within his rights to put a sticker saying Made in Ireland.
Jeremy, that's just not an Irish flag. If a taxi driver from South Africa wants to put on a South Africa sign on his car, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I wouldn't feel, I feel racist because he has a Russian flag on his car. I wouldn't give a bollocks. What flag do you have in the car?
Stay there for a second, Sean. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Afternoon, chaps. You well?
Eddie, back in the day, taxi drivers were stopped from having green lights on the roof of their car. They were stopped having tricolours on their sign on the roof. So this is nothing new. But this guy that we've heard from, Peter, has decided, well, that rule doesn't apply to him.
Well, it's new to me. I never knew that rule. I wouldn't often get in a taxi. But look, he's not racist. He's touting for business. And he knows that there's a lot of people out there that would rather get in an Irish taxi than a foreign one. If the only reason he's doing it, he's not doing it because he's racist. He's doing it because he wants to get ahead in life and he wants to make a few more.
The statement you just made is a lot of Irish people would prefer to get into a taxi driven by an Irish driver than a foreign national driver. Why? Why is that? Or why do you think that is?
You probably have more in common. It's just a better experience, less broken English. They know where they're going without looking at the sat-nav. I work 12-hour shifts around the airport. And the amount of incidents I've seen with foreign taxi drivers. I'm very friendly with a lot of taxi drivers, and one of them, his favourite game, he doesn't pay to go into the cash because the DAA charge crazy money. So they all hang around the Circle K. So he parks up there, right? He has an app on his phone, a driver check. And when the taxi pulls up in front of him, he can punch that reg in. And 9 times out of 10, the face that'll come up will be different than to the guy that's driving it. That's why people like to get an Irish certified taxi.
Okay, but when you're in New York, I've been there many times, I don't think I've ever been in a taxi in New York where the driver is a native New Yorker. They're pretty much 99% of the time.
No, but you've got in a taxi where the face on the on the picture is the guy that's driving the car.
Well, no, but
that's not happening in Dublin.
No, every New York taxi is shared by about three different drivers. The cars are on the road 24/7 and they are shared by different drivers. No, I'm sure that does happen and that is wrong. But again, the story I highlighted a while ago, the rapist taxi driver was Irish. He was from Clondalkin. Raymond Shorten's his name. A disgusting, vile rapist. Had we been going by these rules, you think that people would feel safer in his car than in a foreign national's car?
Yeah, well, that's just the way it is.
But no,
Jeremy, you know, Jeremy, you're not stupid. You're playing devil's advocate. You know for a fact that's true. But people won't come on and say it. But you know it's true. And the only reason the taxi driver is displaying an Irish flag or whatever is because he's trying to get ahead and make a few shilling and capitalise on it.
So he's capitalising on the racial profiling, is that what you're saying? It is racial profiling.
It's not racial profiling.
It actually is. It literally is. If anything, it's the definition of racial profiling.
No, it's not. He's seen a little loophole there that he knows there's a lot of people out there that would prefer to get in an Irish taxi, and he's capitalising on that. And fair play to him. He's out. It's a race to the fucking bottom. He's trying to make a few bob, and if he thinks that he can make a few more bob by displaying a little sticker, go for it. I do exactly the same.
Okay, so you don't see any issue at all with a taxi driver having a sticker saying Made in Ireland on the bumper of his car?
I see taxis around the airport, Slava Ukraine stickers, fucking Buddhas on the dashboard, you name it, fucking Free Palestine, the whole nine yards, and nobody has a problem. But as soon as an Irish lad puts a little fucking sticker on it, someone's up in arms.
Again, it's because of the motivation behind it. The motivation behind it is telling people, hey, that fella there behind me is probably a foreigner. I'm not Irish.
No. He's not saying anything about the fella behind him. He's just saying about him. He's not saying that about the fella behind him. All he's saying is, I'm Irish. And then that client then has a choice of what taxi they want to get into.
All right, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Eddie. Our number is 085-825-2626. Robbie has been on to us.
I've been in many taxis where they've locked the car, you know, as soon as you sat in. I didn't review it as being, you know, held against my will. If he said, let me out straight away, like, you know, before the taxi even pulled off, well, you know, that's a different story. If he said, let him out when he's like 2 minutes from his house, you know, you can understand why he wouldn't be, you know, too eager to do it. But I've had drivers lock the door when they were Irish. You know, I think it happens.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now we've another Sean on the line. You're on Opinions Matter, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sean. What did you want to say on this? A taxi driver has a sticker on the bumper of his car saying "Made in Ireland."
Well, he owns the car. It's like you buy a house, you own the property, you can put the hell whatever the hell you want on it. It's your car.
No, agreed. It is his car. That's there's no argument there. However, it is against the rules. You are not allowed to specifically advertise yourself as an Irish driver, basically.
But you're not. He's just saying he's Ireland. Sure, I could put an African flag on my car. Sure, what difference does that make?
Because he is playing to the narrative of a lot of people who do not like getting into a taxi driven by a foreigner.
Well, there's a lot of. Well, it doesn't matter what taxi, foreigner, English, Irish, doesn't matter. You own the car, you can put whatever the hell you want on it, and it doesn't matter. There shouldn't be a rule. There's no law saying that I can put like a Ukrainian flag on it and about the war. There is a law.
There literally is a law. The NTA have banned, this isn't an anti-Irish thing, the NTA has banned, like literally 20 years ago, nearly has banned all flags from taxis.
Yeah, But do you have an issue with someone else if you got into the car with a flag on the car? Do you have an issue with it?
Would I personally have an issue with it? Not particularly. It wouldn't faze me at all.
Just for clarity again, the NTA implemented a ban in 2013 on all advertising and slogans on taxis, which included all flags.
All flags.
All flags.
Including Palestinian flags.
Yeah.
Well, then, so what's the difference then? If I put with the war, they have the flags on the, representing the war, and there's nothing said about that.
Yeah, no. In fairness, I have seen Ukrainian flags on a number of taxis.
Oh,
just,
really?
Just as flags in the back window of the car or stickers on the back window of the car, or whatever. Not in a necessarily prominent place, but there nonetheless. Support
so what's
Ukraine.
The difference?
Yeah. What is the difference? That's a good question. But well. This taxi, the taxi driver with the Ukrainian flag on his car isn't doing it to try and get more business. He is doing it just to support his comrades at home fighting a war against Russia.
But by him putting an Irish flag on his car, that doesn't make any difference. He's just saying he's Irish. It doesn't mean he's saying, oh, by the way, I'm Irish. I'm Irish. You can go into my car.
I think that's a little bit naive to think that that's not his motivation.
Well, you have a choice of what car you go into. And besides, every taxi driver nowadays, I don't know if you know this, Adrian, but if you go into a taxi, and you get into the taxi, automatically the cars are locked. So he's saying, oh, I was held against your mail. The minute you get into the taxi, they have them programmed. They close the door. The door locks straight away, automatically.
That happens in London as well, in the black cabs.
But that happens with cars full stop. Yeah. As soon as I drive off my car, the door is locked.
But then let me ask you a question.
No, it doesn't, Adrian. Only like you, when you get into your car, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Your front, you can still open your door by opening it, but in a taxi one you can't, because there's an automatic button. They have it controlled. So when you get into a taxi, the doors actually lock. You can't actually open it yourself. They have to do it for you.
Do you think someone choosing a taxi, so I'm talking about a customer, could be you, could be me, could be my wife, could be Adrian's wife, whatever. A customer choosing a taxi to bring them home based on the skin colour of the driver, do you believe that's right or wrong?
Well,
not just, yes, is it right or wrong? Just...
It's a difficult one in a sense,
say it doesn't have to be a woman. Say you or me, and in fact, we're going to hear from a woman in a moment who says she wouldn't get into a taxi driven by a foreign national, and she has a good reason. But say Adrian queuing up on the Gresham rank on O'Connell Street on a Saturday night. You have to come in out of he has a skin full as usual, and he wants a taxi home, and the first taxi that's on the rank is being driven by a black skin, as black as you can get, yeah. The next driver in the rank is a dub, has his hand out, he's got a Dubs jersey on. Hey, Adrian, Billy here. And Adrian decides to go for Billy as opposed to the black fella who's at the top of the queue. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
So
Of course he doesn't.
Yeah, we do have the legal right to choose.
No, we do. No, I'm not saying legally is it wrong, but when you get into a taxi... When your choice of what taxi to get into is based purely on the skin colour of the driver, is that right or wrong?
It doesn't matter, because I still have a choice of what car I want to get into. There's no rule saying that I have to take the first car. If there's a rule...
I just wish people would be honest, though, about it. If they believe that, I'm not saying either way, but if you believe, and I'm not saying you generally, but if someone out there believes that they feel safer in a taxi because the driver is white-skinned, just bloody admit it. Like, let's stop skirting around the issue.
I do feel safer with a person who has a clear skin.
Okay, at least he said it.
But why?
No, I don't know. You'll have to ask him to say it. Don't
no, you're after asking him to
yeah,
say
I
it.
Yeah, I asked him to say it.
But I'm asking you why.
He said,
why would you feel safer?
Because when you have a slight visual impairment or any disability, 9 times out of 10, it's very hard to recognise the person with that coloured skin. So if he's black and then the other fella gets into the car, he's black as well. And then I don't know if that's the right person driving the car or not. So that's the reason.
Okay, because of a visual impairment.
Well, of a light visual impairment, yeah. So that would be my reason, yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lad. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Martin, is it okay, in your opinion, or should it be okay, for a taxi driver on the bumper of his car to have a sticker saying Made in Ireland with the Irish flag?
I think it should be grand, lads. I know there is a rule against it, but is it really enforced? I'd like to know if there's a record of how many people it's been enforced against since 2013. You know, so it probably nothing would have happened to his taxi driver if your man didn't grass him up. That's the way I look at it.
So back before this rule came in, because I remember we used to do topics on it on the late night show, Irish drivers, so this when there was an influx of foreign nationals into the taxi market, so a lot of foreign national men that came over here to live here took a job as it. By the way, every taxi driver in Ireland has to be vetted, okay? So Billy from Finglas, who's driving your taxi home, is as vetted as Abdullah from Nigeria. They're both vetted the exact same the exact same way, because you have to be vetted to get a taxi license. But when the Irish taxi market was flooded with foreign national drivers, a lot of Irish drivers were putting stickers on their car saying, this is an Irish driver.
They had green lights on the roof and everything.
Green lights on the roof, the whole lot. So they were.
But do you know why they were doing that?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah, well, obviously, but I mean, the reason those, do you know why there was such an influx of foreign drivers? Because they were getting grants, whereas Paddy wasn't getting a grant if he wanted to have a taxi.
Getting grants for what?
For getting a leg up so they can buy the car, get the license, everything. A taxi driver told me that himself.
Well, they were getting free cars.
That they were getting a grant towards the car. If you were a foreign taxi driver, you were getting a grant towards the car, a grant towards getting the license and all the necessary things that needs to be done.
Well,
a
taxi driver told me that himself. I'll be honest with you, I never heard that. And if that is true, I'm sure I would have heard it over all these years. I have never, ever, ever heard that a taxi driver who's a foreigner gets a grant that an Irish driver can't get. I've never heard of that.
That's what a taxi driver told me, and that was back in 2013. That's what a taxi, around 2013, 2014 maybe. That's what, honest to God, that's what a taxi driver told me.
As I said, I've never heard of that. But if it is true, I stand corrected. If somebody can tell me it's true, I'd love to hear from you. But I've honestly never heard that.
That now might not be a thing now, but back then, certainly, that's what he told me. I can only go off what a taxi driver was telling me. He said, that's why there's such an influx.
Okay, so this guy, I don't know if the NTA are going to take action on his bumper sticker saying made in Ireland with the Irish flag. I don't know if the complaining taxi driver is actually going to go to the NTA to make a complaint about it, but he certainly said he was.
It's a bit bloody petty. It is a bit petty.
But it's against the rules.
I don't. If a man wants to earn a bit extra pound, lads, it's like a sales pitch. I don't. And Jeremy there going on about racial profiling.
What it is.
There's Irish people in Ireland getting racially profiled. If you put an Irish flag upside your house, you're already profiled as a fucking racist.
No, but it's...
So people are already being profiled in their own country.
No, Martin, it's the very definition of racial profiling when you profile someone. It was happening to Arabs who were flying to America post 9/11. They were getting racially profiled at the immigration desk. As I said, also Irish, especially ones living in the UK during the 60s, 70s, 80s were racially profiled.
I know, my father was one of them.
Yeah, but when you were picked out or excluded from something because of the colour of your skin or because of your ethnicity, that is literally the definition of racial profiling. That's what racial profiling is.
Martin, do you think it is legitimate for an Irish taxi driver to use it as almost a sales pitch? Hi, how are you? I am an Irish driver and the sticker on my car proves that point. You think that's a very reasonable way to try and get custom?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it.
Can you understand?
I'll put it to you this way. If, say, driver from, say, I don't know, Bangladesh or Pakistan, say Pakistan, right, has a Pakistan flag up in his car, people from the Pakistani community are more likely to go to him than an Irishman. So it works the same way both ways.
Except it's a lot less. There's a lot less Pakistanis.
It walked through Dublin recently, like...
Okay, so you can see no problem with this. You don't understand why it is not allowed. Taxi drivers, what, should be able to paint their whole car in the tricolours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, I'll go a step further. Not just say one country, say. If they had an Islamic symbol up in the thing, majority of Muslims will go to a Muslim taxi driver before anyone. No mind, even if it's a black taxi driver that's not Muslim. If there was a Muslim symbol in the corner of the windscreen, Muslims would go to that before any other driver.
Now, in fairness, I have seen once or twice a little Buddha sitting on the dashboard of a taxi driver's car. Didn't offend me in the slightest.
No, in the same way, taxi drivers, when it comes to Christmas, they always have Christmas lights or Christmas trees on the dashboard, and I assume that's okay. But I would have thought the majority of people on a Saturday night when they're coming out of a pub and they're going on to the rank, I would imagine the majority don't care who the driver is, do they?
And most don't, but some do. Some people still do.
I personally wouldn't give a shite if I got into a taxi driver if it was a foreigner or not.
No, me neither. And have done very regularly. Literally, first come, first served, I hop into his taxi.
Well, lads, I was in England there about a month ago, and if you have to choose an English taxi driver, you'd be fucking walking home.
But that was always the way. In the same way in New York, I've been to New York maybe 30 times. I've never been in a taxi where the driver was a native New Yorker.
Yeah, like even my uncle, his wife is Polish. They were in Poland last year, and they said there's no Polish taxi drivers. It's all Ukrainian.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this, like Emma.
Come on, because I'm in work, but Adrian, I would 100,000% not get into a taxi with a foreign man by myself. I've had two run-ins now. One of them, I hit the heating on by mistake in the back of his car with my knee, and he went mad at me saying, can I stop doing that? I was like, oh, sorry. And he started shouting at me. So I said, could he let me out? He wouldn't let me out. He drove me another 15 minutes to my destination, the whole time me asking him to let me out, and he wouldn't. Second time, only about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was coming from home from Bray, and I was with a fireman, and he locked the doors, and he told me he loved my smile, and he was looking for a wife, and all this. So I've never had a problem with an Irishman in a taxi, and by myself, I will never get into a fireman's taxi. So there you go, I am one.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Ismail has been in contact with us about Emma's message that we just played a moment ago.
How are we doing, lads? Just wanted to put in there, and one of your callers there was saying she wouldn't get into any foreign man's taxi, or she might have had a few bad experiences, but to just put everyone in the same bowl, like, it's unfair, do you know what I mean? She could easily have a bad experience with an Irishman taxi driver, do you know? Ida is a taxi driver himself, and I'd say he should be more worried about his safety than any other customer. But anyways, look, you can put whatever you want on your taxi, whatever flag you want on taxi, especially in Dublin. You'd be lucky to get a taxi, and if you're going out and looking at the bumper, then there's something wrong with you.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Una. What did you want to say on this? Do you support a taxi driver having a sticker saying made in Ireland on the bumper of his car?
No, I don't, actually. I don't. I think it's ridiculous. Carry on. It's bad enough with the poles. Don't mind them on the pole, but not on a taxi. I get a taxi every Sunday, and it's the same colour the guy I get, and he's the nicest guy I could ever get. He makes sure I'm safe. He makes sure I actually go in my door before he drives off.
Which is great to hear. Any sort of a decent taxi driver would do the exact same thing.
And he's not Irish.
No, that's great to hear that he actually does that. But when you hear of a taxi driver with a sticker on the bumper of his car saying "Made in Ireland," what do you think of that taxi driver?
I think that's racism. I think it is.
Because he's making a statement that he's Irish and the other
taxi... Yeah, he's Irish, exactly. I'll get you home, you know what I mean? I'm Irish.
Okay, if I walk into a supermarket and I'm buying butter, I might see Danish butter and I might see Irish butter, and the Irish butter might have an Irish flag on it because it's Irish butter. What's the difference? I might choose that butter because it's Irish.
No, I don't know. I'd buy whatever butter I like. Doesn't have to be wherever it's made.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is, and I'm using it as an example because I personally would always buy Irish butter. I would never buy Lurpak or any other type of
butter. Butter to
that's a different story, yeah, Adrian.
I am buying it because it's Irish.
No, you don't buy something because all the people giving out about this, you know, Irish taxi drivers buy Irish and all, you're all buying all your Christmas presents on Amazon or on Temu or on Wish.
Okay, I buy Tato crisps because they're Irish. No, I don't buy Walker's crisps.
No, you don't. You buy them because you like the taste.
No, because I also like the taste of Walker's crisps, but I choose not to buy them because they're British, they're not Irish. Okay? Now, is there anything wrong with that? The point I'm trying to make is, and by the way, I'm not necessarily condoning this sticker. I'm merely asking, is it not the same thing advertising a product as Irish? This taxi driver is advertising his product as Irish.
No, it's not the same thing. How could it be the same thing? We're talking about taxis, not food. I buy Irish food to keep Irish in jobs, all right?
But there you go. I mean, I can argue the exact same thing. That's
no,
why
it's not. It's not. I get this guy all the time. Actually, you ring him up because he's so good and he's great. And he's very, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go by what he looks like. I just want to get home. That's what I'm saying.
Martin, what do you say to that? To be advertising, to be putting stickers on your car saying made in Ireland with the Irish flag is just pure racist.
I think she want to cop herself on, give her head a wobble, get into the real world. Wake up, smell the coffee, whatever you want to see. Putting your own country's flag on your car doesn't make you racist. Like, you know, if you put an Indian flag on your car, does that make you racist against, I don't know, any other race, does it? No, it doesn't. If you're an Indian person driving the taxi, that doesn't make you racist, does it?
Your friend that you're talking about, Una, who drives you, do you know what country he's from?
Yeah, no, I don't talk to the taxi driver. I just say hello and he gets me off. I'd say he's from Africa.
It's a big place.
I'd say so.
So if he had, I don't know, a Nigerian sticker on the dash of his car, would that bother you?
No.
Wouldn't bother you?
No,
it's racist against other people, other countries then.
That's exactly what I was about to say. If you had a Nigerian sticker on the dash of his car, you'd have no issue with that at all.
No, he's a taxi driver.
Yeah,
he's walking here in Ireland.
If he had an Israeli flag on his dash, would you get in? I said if he had an Israeli flag on his dash, would you get in?
Yes.
And if he had an Irish flag...
I'm not worried about flags. I'm worried about getting home. That's all I'm worried about.
Okay, but if he had an Irish...
Yeah, but it's not racist to have an Irish flag, on a taxi.
Just a second ago, Una, you said that for the Irish taxi driver to have a sticker on the bonnet of his car, the boot of his car, saying... made in Ireland with the tricolour, you would see that as racist.
Well, I've never seen it. Only any other taxis with that tricolour, with that flags on their taxis. Only, the, as you said, an Irish taxi. I never see any other stickers or whatever
and,
you call.
Have you ever felt unsafe being in the taxi with this African driver? And why? Why would you? You have no reason. No.
No, I don't. I feel safe. Probably feel more safe, if you ask me.
Jesus, that will annoy people now.
See. Oh, let him annoy. I don't care. Yeah.
Okay, so the bottom line is, Una, you see it as racist, this guy putting a sticker on the bumper of his car, but if it was a Nigerian guy putting up a Nigerian flag, you'd have no problem with it.
Well, what he's saying, putting her out there, is I'm Irish, come on, get my taxi, and the fella behind him mightn't have any stickers and he's farting, no, and he's going to lose someone over this guy, his tricolour.
Right, so you believe that having the tricolour is literally trying to rob business on a race basis.
Yeah.
All right, Una, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in some more opinions on this before we wrap up, like this from Jess.
The whole industry is a joke. Now, I can't come on, but the whole taxi industry is a joke. Look at them at the ranks. If you go to a taxi in the rank, you say it's the third car in the rank, they're like, oh no, go to him. Then you go to the second car. No, you have to go to the first one. Why? As a customer, I should be able to pick whichever car I want in the rank. I should pick whatever driver I want, no matter what colour it is, whether it's black, white, pink, purple, yellow, whatever. Giving out over a fucking sticker, which you give over yourselves. This is actually a fucking joke. There's a lot of bigger things to be complaining about in life over a fucking sticker. And you're just assuming he has all these sort of motivations. You're assuming he's this, that, and the other. Those are your assumptions. And assuming, makes an ass out of you and me.
Okay, Jess, in answer to your question, by the way, you are legally entitled to choose what car you get into. You do not have to take the first car in a rank. If it's manners to take the first car in the rank, but it is not law.
I didn't 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the reason I didn't...
Because his car was a kip or something.
No, because we were walking up to the rank. We were out for a meal and a few drinks in Temple Bar, myself and the missus, and we went to hail a taxi, and he pulled up, and I could see as he was pulling up, he threw a cigarette butt out of the car. So then I'm going to get into a smoky car.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
Smoky car.
Trevor!
Hold on, Jeremy. Don't you always say over here more than a few years that you're Irish? So how about the foreigners who have integrated into Ireland fly the Irish flag on their cars too? Then you can't be racially profiling if everyone has an Irish flag, can you? Interesting, isn't it, to think of?
It's not interesting at all.
Lads, like me voice now before, I doubt you'll play this out.
No, you see, of course we play it out. First of all, a Nigerian or Ugandan taxi driver isn't going to put the Irish flag up because he's not Irish.
He may, if he wants. He lives in Ireland.
Okay, everybody just fly the flag then.
Darren!
No, that's not true. You get a grant to buy an electric car no matter where you're from. And then you have to scrap your old car. And then you get 26,000 off the government to get yourself an electric car. Where you're from, it's like this is your farm.
No, no, I am aware of that, Grant. If you're scrapping a car and you're getting an electric car and you are a taxi driver, you'll get a fairly hefty grant, actually, a very sizable grant. I've never heard of foreign taxi drivers being given a grant just to get off the ground in favour of Irish drivers. I've never heard of that. If it actually is true, I'd love to be told about it.
Anthony says, Pakistani taxi drivers in the UK put little trinket beads hanging out of their mirror to show that they love their home country.
Yeah, no, that is true. And you see it in other countries as well, not just in the UK.
I never pay attention to any of that when I'm in, because normally I'm six sheets to the wind. Falling asleep in the back of the car.
That's very strange considering you don't drink.
It's very, very strange.
It
very
is.
Sorry, I mean two sheets to the wind.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode.
And what if you didn't enjoy it?
Well then,
don't do
unsubscribe.
Yeah. Don't
unsubscribe. Jeez. Either. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.